Time now to produce a pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. 4-0 has an awfully sweet sound. Congratulations.
Thanks, Schultzy.
There's been a ton of positives this year. What negatives have you seen?
Not a lot right now. I don't think there's a ton of negatives when you're winning and you're winning the right way. And I like how we're winning. I wish we would score a few more goals, but it hasn't been for lack of trying. But I just like how we're playing away from the puck. We're doing a great job defensively. We're competing hard. We're skating hard. We're hard to play against. So we just have so far again over the course of the last 2 weeks, Schultzy, the guys are dialed in pretty good.
Considering you don't have a ton of experience at defense, how impressed are you? 2 goals in 4 games.
Actually, Schultz, I'm really impressed. And they definitely have exceeded my expectations, our D-Corps. And they're playing like veterans. And if you take a look at our guys, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, Brett Beauvais and Carter Struthers are our only upperclassmen. And Strutsy hasn't played a lot over the course of 4 years. And Brett's our only experienced guy, you know, from the upper class, and our sophomores have done an outstanding job. Our freshmen are game ready. So I just really like where they're at right now, and I like their mentality.
You have taken a bunch of penalties. The kills bailed you out, but do you need to take fewer?
I don't think we've taken that many, Schultz. I mean, what are we, 23 for 23? I mean, 6 penalties in a game right now, the way with a standard, I don't think is bad. Obviously, I'd like to have 3 or 4. There's no question about that. You like to reduce it down. But I think when you're looking at everybody else right now, I think our penalty total is still pretty low. But it is what it is, and I sure as heck don't want to have that many penalties this weekend.
Nate Arntz was 10-1 in the faceoff dot last Saturday. Put that into perspective for the fans of what that means.
Well, first off, it's all about possession, and you need to win faceoffs to have possession, and especially on the penalty kill and power play. If you can win a penalty kill faceoff and clear a puck, you're more than halfway home as far as killing off that penalty, just because it's just hard for, you know, the opposing team to have to go down 200 feet, make some plays, come back, get set up, and it just helps dramatically. And the same thing with the power play. If you can win a faceoff right there, you're possessing the puck from the get-go versus, again, doing the thing that I just talked about on the penalty kill, having to play 200 feet. So it really starts your possession game, Schultzy.
Nate is by far your best percentage guy. How much do you guys work on it? What skills do you need to be a good faceoff guy?
Well, first off, you better compete. You know, you better compete. That's the biggest thing, is you better have, I just say face-off intensity. And we're playing a team that has great face-off intensity in North Dakota this weekend. But you have to be tenacious each and every face-off. But it's also your other guys, too. Your wingers better have their knees bent. They better be on their toes, because they've got to maybe get to a puck, or they've got to obviously race for a puck, or they've got to try to block somebody out. So it's actually, I always say, it's all three guys have to do their job. Yes, the centerman is the one that, you know, we're watching, but collectively they got to get it done.
More Tom Cerutori when we return. Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. On to North Dakota. Most Beaver fans know what to expect from them. From your standpoint, what do you expect from them? What do they do well?
Well, like they do every year, they compete so hard, they work so hard, and they've got an abundance of talent. There's not many areas where they're, where they're lacking depth. I mean, they're deep in every position. Yeah, they might be young, but it's young talent. It's first-round talent, second-round talent, a lot of them. So they've got talent in every position. They skate. They compete. They play the game the right way. So it's just – they're fun games. They're fun games. And, again, I don't care if it's 2010 or 2015 or 2016, North Dakota's North Dakota. They got a great culture, and they play the way they play, which is up-tempo. And they're, you know, hard skating, and they got a high battle level.
A bunch of their freshmen did score last week against RPI. What have you seen from them?
I haven't really analyzed, again, specifically, you know, players, and again, especially their freshmen. I mean, I think it's easy to get fixated on Brock Besser. Obviously, Tyson and Jose is a little different too. He's a key cog in on their power play. But you know, you sit there and you notice Pullman, you know Besser, Jost. Gardner, you got Yannatoon is really playing well as a sophomore right now. Their defensive core is deep. So, again, it's not necessarily the individual players as it is collectively as a group, how good they are.
Playing here can be a little bit intimidating. How do you prepare the young guys for what's in store for them?
Honestly, you don't prepare them too much. They got to figure it out for themselves, and they got to play. I don't want to sit there and talk too much about the environment right here. They'll figure it out awful fast.
When you're 4-0, do you approach a non-conference game any differently?
Yes and no. I mean, there's a lot of different factors that you have to think about, Schultz. I mean, there's no question. I mean, it's, You know, if you lose a game, it's you're not losing points in the standings. But conversely, you have 36 games, and you want to do your best in all 36 games, whether they're conference games or non-conference games. And North Dakota is a little bit different. You know, it might be a non-conference game, but they're a rival. They're an hour and 45 minutes away. There's people in Grand Forks that resonate with Bemidji. There's people in Bemidji that resonate with Grand Forks. So I think there's just more on the line from that standpoint.
When you look at the best attended games here at the Ralph, a lot of them have been against you guys. What does that say for how not only the product is on the ice, but how the true hockey fans can appreciate it?
Absolutely. I think they've been great games. They've been great games over the years. It's easy for our people to come travel. And it's just a great environment to watch hockey. And I think there's a lot of respect from the Grand Forks people for Bemidji State.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.